Hallelujah, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ye God, hallelujah. Come on in as we get prepared for tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on in. Come on in. Hallelujah. Ye shatarabai. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Lord. Ishatarabai. Come on in. Hallelujah. As we get ready for tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Ishatarabai. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Ishatarabai. Good evening to you as well. God bless you. Blessings upon blessings. Hallelujah. Ishatarabai. Hallelujah, Lord. Ye shatarabu kandriyasu. Hallelujah, Lord. Ye shatarabai. Hallelujah, Lord. Ye shatarabu. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good evening. Good evening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my, hallelujah, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, good evening, everyone, hallelujah, welcome, 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 hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah, Ishatarabai. Well, good evening to each and every person, hallelujah, welcome to Prophetic Reign, that's R-E-I-G-N, hallelujah. My God, well, Lord God Almighty has been ruling and reigning and resting upon us. Hallelujah. We have been going strong since January 1, 2022. So we give God the glory. Hallelujah. For the great things he's already done. Hallelujah. And that which he continues to do. Hallelujah. My God, if you're discovering us for the first time, God bless you and welcome. If you're coming back for the 137th night. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. And God bless you. Hallelujah. We're continuing to go on, hallelujah, in the Lord, hallelujah. We just give God the glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So come on in, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ishatarabai. Hallelujah, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Ishatarabo kandriyasi. Hallelujah, Lord. Ishatai. Hallelujah, my God, my God, my God. Hey, my God, Ishatarabai. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and pray. Hallelujah. Get us started in prayer tonight. And hallelujah, my God. And then we will have our speaker for tonight. Come on in. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you and we praise you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we love you. We adore you. We worship you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, for being the lifter of our heads, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God, for lifting my head and, Father God, lifting every person's head right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, for divine intervention, Lord God, and divine interceptions, Lord God, Father God, a divine appointments, Lord God, Father God, divine accountability, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Father God, that you are covering us and protecting us, Lord God. And Father God, you are keeping us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I bless you right now, Lord God, for unspeakable joy, Lord God, that you are just, God, replacing some grief with joy, God, and some heartache with joy, and some worry with joy, and some doubt with joy, and some fear with joy, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says, God, in Proverbs 17 and 22, a joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. So, Father, I pray right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that somebody's heart, God, in the name of Jesus, somebody's crushed spirit, God. Father God, you're reviving it right now, God. You're speaking life to it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for joy, a joyful heart, God, that is good medicine, Lord God. Medicine, Father God, is given, Lord God, to fix an illness, a disease, or condition. So, God, I thank you right now, Lord God, that you're giving us joy, God, to fix some illnesses, some diseases, and some conditions. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that Romans 15 and 13 says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy, hallelujah, and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. And so, Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, Father God, that you are filling us, Lord God, fill us with all joy, hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, Father God, that joy is overtaking, Lord God, our very being, Lord God, Father God, is overtaking our prayer life, Lord God, is overtaking, Lord God, Father God, our children and children's children, God, as joy is overtaking, Lord God, Father God, with their strife and marriages and relationships, God, the joy, Lord God, is overtaking, Lord God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, my God, this is so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. And Father, we know that it's only by your power, Lord God, that we're able to abound. God, we know that it's only by the power, Father God, and the Holy Spirit, God, that we're able to maintain the joy and sustain the joy. So, Father God, if there's anybody listening right now or later, Lord God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, first and foremost, that don't know you as their personal Lord and Savior, then, Father, we pray for them right now that you would just, my God, say, Jesus, I accept you into my heart, hallelujah, as my personal Lord and Savior, so that you can know the God of peace, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now, God, for those who've given you a yes and accepted you, Lord God. Father God, that the Holy Spirit, Lord God, is dwelling in them, around them, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit is picking them up and carrying them off in the realm of the Spirit right now. My God, my baby's sleeping. Father, I thank you right now, my God, that the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, my God, is picking up our prayers and carrying it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, the Holy Spirit is picking up some, my God, and drying off some tears, Lord God, tonight. The Holy Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, is doing what it do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, that Romans 12 and 12 says, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and be constant in prayer. Father God, all those things go together. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God. Father God, that those, Lord God, who have received, Father God, that joy, that unspeakable joy, Lord God. Father God, the joy that the world didn't give and the one that the world can't take away. The joy, Lord God, that is there, Lord God, in the midst of, God, of while we're being patient in tribulation and while we're being constant in prayer. Father God, that the joy is there, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray right now, Lord God, for anybody, Lord God, that's experiencing, Lord God, tribulation, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, anybody that's experiencing what's tribulations, trials, my God, some things that have come along to upset, my God, the cart of life, hallelujah, and that God is giving you endurance and giving you patience, hallelujah, giving you understanding, giving you wisdom, my God, and is healing and sealing that situation in the name of Jesus. My God, it says be constant in prayer. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, for giving us the ability to be constant in prayer. God, that word constant and consistency go hand in hand. And so, Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, that this year, our Lord, 2022, Father God, you're giving us the ability to be consistent, God. Father God, in our prayer life, God, in our prayer language, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we're constantly praying and we're constantly talking to you, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we love you and we adore you. We worship you, Lord God, and we thank you right now. Hallelujah, that you are a constant God. God, you are a man. Listen, whew, my God, he is constant. He's constant in his love and he's constant in his grace and he's constant in his forgiveness. He is constant. Ishatarabaya. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Ishatarabaya. Father God, that you are causing us, Lord God, to, Father God, continually, Lord God, as we pray, Lord God, as we, my God, as we stay, Lord God, as we lay, Lord God, Father, as we go, as we do, as we be, as we are, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we do so, Father God, with joyful hearts, Lord God. Father God, that we're not serving you out of regret, Lord God. We're not serving you because you're forcing us to, God, but it is a pleasure to serve you. It is a joy to serve you. Father God, it's a privilege to pray. Hallelujah. It's a privilege to know you and serve you and love you and how you love on us. Hallelujah. So, Father, we celebrate you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My God. Ishataya. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, that Philippians 4:4, my God, declares rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Hallelujah. Psalm 102 says what? Serve the Lord with gladness and come into his presence with singing. Hallelujah. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Father God, as I just said, God, we do so, Lord God, with an abundance of joy. God, we serve you with gladness, Lord God. We come into your presence, Lord God, singing your praises and your glory, Lord God. Ishatarabaya. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, that we are rejoicing. Hallelujah. It says, again, I will say rejoice. And so, Father, that is our, my God, my prayer thing tonight, joy and rejoicing. Father, in the midst of, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, just showing me directly how to do it. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, show us all, Father God, how to do it, God, in the name of Jesus. Ishatarabaya. Father, rejoice in the Lord. Father, we rejoice in you. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God. Father God, that you, Lord God, Father God, are the light of the world, Lord God. Father God, that you are the Prince of Peace, God. You are the King of Kings, Lord God. Ishatarabaya. Father God, you are Emmanuel, God. You are I am that I am. Hallelujah, Lord God. Ishatarabaya. Father God, you are Jesus. You are Yahweh. You are Yeshua Yamashiach, Lord God. And we bless you, Father God, for the joy that you bring into each of our lives. Father God, in the name of Jesus, my God, some call you Elijah, Lord God. Ishatarabaya. Some call you the Ancient of Days. My God, what do y'all call him tonight? My God, come on. Now, Father, we thank you right now, Lord God. Some call him my rock and my shield and my fortress. Hallelujah. Some call him my strength. Hallelujah. My God, what do you call him? Ishatarabaya. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God. Ishatarabaya. The great I am. Come on now. Hallelujah. My God, I hear that song. I forgot who sing that song, and they was like, some say Elijah, and some say, I can't think of the name of the song right now, but man, who do you say he is to you? My all in all, hallelujah, Abba Father, come on, hallelujah, my God, that same Abba Father, hallelujah, brings you joy, my God, my all in all, my God, he's all joy for you all the time, my God, the great I am, he says, I'm making myself greater in you, so that you can experience my joy. Hallelujah. Anybody else, who is he to you tonight? Let me know. My healer, come on. He says, I'm healing. And as he is healing, guess what? He's bringing joy. My God, back to that first scripture I read, a joyful heart is good medicine. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord. The glory. Come to the Yahweh. Hallelujah. My God, the glory. My God, he's your provider. Ishatarabaya. Hallelujah. My God, he's a provider. Yes, he is. He will provide. Listen. And the way that God provides is not the way the world provides. Hallelujah. We'll think, you know, I need this. And God said, let me give you that. And that will, listen, that will cover this. And then some. Hallelujah. The glory. Ishatarabaya. My God. Ishatarabua. My God. God, we give you glory right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 28:7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts and I am helped. My heart exalts, and with my song I give thanks to him. Hallelujah. It says, and with my song. Listen, I'm jumping right to the end of that, right? And with my song I give thanks to him. What is your song? The glory, hallelujah, the glory, the glory, the glory, the glory, hallelujah. And my song, I give thanks to him. I think we said a few nights ago, you know, and again, they all run together, so it could have been last night, but a few nights ago, hallelujah. Oh, my God, about us singing to the Lord, and my God, ishatarabaya, the lullaby that God is singing to us, ishatarabaya. And so, my God, Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, that you are our strength and our shield. God, our heart trusts you. God, we are helped, Lord God. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, that we sing to you, Lord God. I, man, had a moment this morning, hallelujah, just singing to the Lord, hallelujah, with someone on the phone, and the Lord just was like, oh, just, I mean, just a whole song just broke forth, hallelujah. So as the Lord is giving you a song to sing, it is for him. Just bless him and glorify him with it, with your words, hallelujah, hallelujah. Psalm 21:6. For you make him most blessed forever. You make him glad with joy of your presence. Father, tonight, this morning, this afternoon, Lord God, we bless you and we glorify you, Lord God, for the joy, Father God, of your presence, of being in your presence, Lord God. We thank you right now for the joy of the cloud, good God Almighty. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, that the cloud brings joy and the cloud brings healing in the cloud. Ishatarabaya. Father God, in the name of Jesus, bring restoration. I said the cloud. Father God brings life and brings it more abundantly. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, that we, Lord God, the song, my God, the song that we are singing about the cloud, Lord God, that we can take refuge in the cloud. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for protection in the cloud. We thank you right now for the love in the cloud. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for feeding us in the cloud. Father, we thank you right now. Hallelujah. God, we glorify you. My God, the glory. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God. There are some that are in a phase, Lord God, of building. Father God, others are in a phase of rebuilding. Father, whatever phase we find ourselves in, we do so in joy. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we have suffered some losses and took some hits, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But your name, God, is worthy to be praised at all times. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, in the midst of the loss, in the midst of the hit, Father God, that you come to our rescue, God. Father, you speak sweet love to us and sweet peace to us, God. Father God, sweet restoration to our ears. Hallelujah. So, Father, tonight, this morning, this afternoon, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that somebody, Lord God, is hearing, Father God, that sweet joy and that sweet peace and that sound of sweet restoration. Hallelujah. The lock that unlocked, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, because I hear it right now, God, in the name of Jesus, my God. Father God is causing, Lord God, a release. Somebody said a release. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Do anybody, my God, feel that in their spirit, that you're in need of a release? God, give me a release. The glory. Hallelujah, Lord God. A release, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you right right now, Lord God, as you are releasing, Lord God, you're releasing love, you're releasing power, you're releasing strength, you're releasing, Father God, the things, Lord God, that need to fill in some gaps for us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, that you're allowing us, Lord God, to experience the release, Lord God. Father God, when it's time for us to pour out, you're pouring into us, and when it's time for us to pour out, then we're able to release, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, that we're releasing love and we're releasing power. Father God, we're releasing a word of life to somebody, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, hallelujah, Lord God, that is our mandate, that is the mantle, that is the mission. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for the springs. I see springs overflowing right now, God, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for the overflow tonight. My God, I see water gushing. Father, I thank you for the overflow, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I declare and decree right now, Father God, that every person listening now or later, God, is experiencing, my God, or shall experience overflow, my God, in their life, God, in some capacity. All of us will not experience it in the same way. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, that somebody's overflow is gushing forth right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and overflow, Lord God. The woman of God that needs healing, God, in her body, Lord God, overflow. Father God, to the man of God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, who's going for his next yes in you, Lord God, and fighting off this world, overflow. Father God, for the young person, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that's dealing with peer pressure and so much in this world, Lord God, overflow. Father God, we speak overflow over our children right now, Lord God, overflow. And my God, if you got children, my God, just say their names in your atmosphere right now. Hallelujah, my God, SB. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for overflow in our children's life, Lord God. Father God, that the favor of God, the overflow of God is finding them, it's hunting them down, and it's taking them over. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, that's what I was singing this morning. He just reminded me about taking over. My God. Hallelujah, that the overflow, hallelujah, will take over them, Lord God. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, that anybody fighting, Lord God, with depression, Lord God, or suicidal thoughts, that you would take over. Father God, and give them life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God. Father God, that you, Lord God, are causing, Lord God, an overflow to occur. Father God, in our work life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, in ministries, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in our prayer life, overflow. I want some overflow. I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready for some overflow. Hallelujah. My God, and every day I want to be able to identify an area where the Lord, I felt the overflow of the Lord. Today I would say I felt an overflow of joy. Hallelujah. The glory. The glory, God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for anybody that's battling, Lord God, anger, sorrow, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will overtake them. Father God, show them, Lord God, what it is to have peace in you, Lord God. Show them what it is, Lord God. In the world is bananas and crazy, but you are not. The kingdom is strong and solid. Hallelujah. It's solid. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God, that we stand in you and we rest in you. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father God, that you are releasing joy right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. The word of God declares who the Son sets free is free indeed. And so, Father, we run off with our freedom, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I got my papers. Somebody say, I got my papers. Hallelujah. Father, we thank thank you right now, Lord God, for the declaration. When I say I got my papers, it's a signed and sealed declaration from heaven. It was signed and sealed at Calvary. So, Father, we thank you right now, God, that we got our papers, God. Father, God, you set us free. My God, Father, and who? My God, we thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, Father God, for breaking chains and loosing bonds, Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and yokes being destroyed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, that if anybody is in Christ, he is a new creation. Hallelujah. The old has passed away. So, Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. The word of God says the old has passed away. Father, that we would stop clinging on to the old because it's dead. Hallelujah. That we stop trying to resurrect the old because it's dead. My God, we stop trying to find the old because it's dead. Hallelujah. The Bible says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I gratefully, Father God, thank you for the new, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God, Father God, for the new Ishatarabaya, Father God, that has come, Lord God. I'm not the same person I used to be, nor do I want to be. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, the glory. Ishatarabaya. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, for the release of your voice, Lord God, and speaking to us, God. I thank you for the release of your voice and speaking, my God, through us, God. I thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we come to this place, Lord God. Ha shetarabaya. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, to lay and to stay. Father God, we come right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Ha shetarabaya. Father God, to lay at your feet and to stay in your presence. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Yishatarabaya. Yishatarabu kandiriyatai. Father, we thank you right now. Hallelujah. So do what you do, Lord, and slow us down. Yishatarabai. Slow us down. Hallelujah. Slow us down. Yishatarabu kandiriyasai. Yidarabu kandiriyatarabu kandiriyasai. Ye shatarabai, hallelujah, Lord. Ye shatarabu kandiriyase, hallelujah, Lord God. Ye shatarabu kandiriyasai, hallelujah, my God. Slow us down. Ye shatarabaya. Ye shatarabu kandiriyase, hallelujah, God. Thank you for coming to our rescue. Hallelujah. Anybody ever been in that place where you needed to be rescued and it was going to be nobody but God? Hallelujah. He's my rescuer. Today, my testimony, he's my rescuer. The glory, Ashatarabaya. The glory, Ashatarabaya. He's my rescuer. Hallelujah. The glory, Ashatarabu Kandiriyasa. The glory, he's my rescuer. Man, it makes my heart melt because he's my rescuer. He came to my rescue. Hallelujah. It's personal. My God, my God. It's so personal. Listen. My God, you think about being rescued in the natural. You know, if you were stranded at sea, you know, the lifeguard got to come, or the Coast Guard got to come. I said it's sea, so you know, it won't be a coast. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's not going to be the lifeguard. It's going to be the Coast Guard. Hallelujah. The glory. And what an analogy. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I was a misspoke in my tongue, but it, what a word. My God. Because listen, some of our bodies of water look like, you know, it's lifeguard material, because it might be at the swimming pool level. And then some of our life situations look like the ocean level, where the Coast Guard got to be called in. Come on, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I want to tell somebody tonight, hallelujah, no matter whether it's swimming pool size or ocean size, God is bigger than all of it. And he created all of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord God. Yeshatarabai. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Yeshatarabai. The glory. Yeshatarabu. The glory, the glory, the glory. Come on, let's just worship for a little bit. Hallelujah. The glory, the glory. Yeshatarabai. The glory, the glory, the glory, God. Yeshatarabai. The glory. He's my shield and my refuge. The glory, the glory. Hallelujah, Lord God. Yeshatarabai. Hallelujah, Lord. The glory. The glory. I hear the Lord right now. He says, we pray tonight about the release and about the rescue. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I just heard him saying the recovery. Hallelujah, my God. Ishatarabaya. So whoever that word is for, hallelujah, my God. If you're in a season of recovery and you know that you are in a season of recovery, hallelujah. I just heard the Lord say, my God, release and rescue and recovery. The glory, the glory. Yeshatarabai. The glory, God. Yeshatarabu Kandriyasi. The glory. We bless you. Yeshatarabai. We bless you. The glory. The glory. The glory. My God. And you know, when it comes to recovery, I hear the Lord, listen, don't box yourself in and think you're just in recovery of something physical. Hallelujah. My God, recovery comes in all forms. Somebody's recovering themselves. The glory. You'll only know what that means if you ever lost yourself. Hallelujah. I can relate. Hallelujah. And when God allows you to recover you, it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful sight for somebody else. You're recovering your mind. You're recovering, my God, Ishatarabai, your heart. You're recovering trust. You're recovering, my God, the best parts of you that somebody stole, took, or you gave away. Ishatarabai. The glory. Somebody else's is physical recovery. My God, recovery of houses and cars. Ishatarabai. The glory, careers and so forth, recovery for somebody else's recovery in relationships. The glory, Ashatarabaya. The glory, the glory, the glory. Hallelujah, Lord. Whew. Thank you, Father. Ashatarabaya. The glory. The glory, the glory, the glory. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Ishatarabaya. We give God the glory. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, for joy. I thank you for peace and knowledge and understanding and wisdom. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For the release, the rescue, and the recovery. Hallelujah. Father, we love you, we adore you, we worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. The glory, the glory. Yeshatarabal Kandriyasi. The glory. Hallelujah. Pastor A is on you. God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you. God bless you. My God. Can y'all hear me good? Down in the fly in here. My God, God is good all the time. The glory, the glory, the glory of our Father. My God, my God, my God, my God, God bless you, woman of God. We give God glory. We thank him for you. My God, we thank him for you. The God in you. My God, we thank you, God. My God, we rebuke this fly too in the name of Jesus. The fly wants to start attacking me. Get on here. All right. Ah, Jesus. And so, God, we just thank you. We lift, my God, we've already lifted it up to you. And we just thank you. And we give you praise. And we give you glory in the name of Jesus. We not already praised you. But I thank you, Father, that you give me an opportunity once again to come before your people, my God, to come before you, but come before your people in the name of Jesus. Father, speak through me as your will. Pray through me as your will in the name of Jesus. I put the flesh to the side, my God, my God. And I give you praise and glory in Jesus' name, my God. You know, when Apostle asked me, and she had called me. I said, what day you want? I was up here thinking. And then I was like, I have no idea, Jesus. And I still hadn't. He kept putting something in my spirit. I said, man, Jesus, did I do this before? But you know what? You know when things don't leave your spirit, you just go on with it. So we are in Psalms 23. And I am in the King James Version. Psalms 23. Amen. And I am in the King James Version. I give a lot of commentary because I like commentary. But I'm going to read it first and then we're going to break it down. And all right. So the Lord is my shepherd, my God. I shall not want. Amen. Ah, Jesus, he's our shepherd. Oh, come on, somebody. I shall not want, you know. So we we have everything we need. Amen. Oh, my God, my God. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leading it. They ain't brown or nothing. They green. All right. He leading me beside the still waters. Ah, that quietness, that peace, right? Amen. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. In the path. Oh, come on, somebody. Is he leading us into the path? My God, that he's called us to go in. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. My God, it ain't our name's sake. My God. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Because guess what? It's just a shadow. Oh, amen. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over, my God. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, right? And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But I'm going to make it personal, right? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Ah, Karabu Shataya. Yeah, Jesus. All right. So let's break it down here. Let's break it down. Oh, my God, my God. And I use commentary. I use Bible commentary. I put whatever I said in here. And I have a Spurgeon, Charles Spurgeon commentary. But it's all together. Amen. All right. So verse one. Let's go with verse one. A shepherd is someone who watches over, looks after, a guide somebody. Oh, come on, somebody. He watches over us, doesn't he? He looks after us and he guides us, you know, if we allow him to, right? If we allow him to, because he gives us a free will. Amen. My God, the biblical characteristics of a shepherd. He provides for them in terms of nourishment and rest. He guides them and leads the way. He is intimately involved with the flock and concerned for the safety of each individual. Oh, Jesus. My God, my God. He is willing to sacrifice. He was willing to sacrifice his life, his own comfort, his own life for the sake of his sheep. Wait a minute. He was willing to sacrifice his own comfort, his own life, for the sake of his sheep. My God, my God. Is he your shepherd? Is he your shepherd? I know he's my shepherd. Amen. Oh God, we give you glory. The Lord is my shepherd. All true rest with Jesus. As all the comfort of the sheep is provided for their shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Is it so? Canst thou look up, poor defenseless sheep, and say, the Lord is my shepherd? My God, my God. Can we look up and say, the Lord is my shepherd? Is it so? Is it so? I shall not want. I do not want. I cannot want. I never shall want with such a shepherd as I have. He provides for me. Hey, God. Hey, Jesus Christ. Ooh, Jesus. He provides for me. I'm making it personal, okay? My God, my God. Let me pause. I like to do a pause. You know, sometimes, let me tell you, you know, people worry, and I used to be that kind of person that worry, okay, God, what's going to happen? Okay, God, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it. You know what? you know what I say now? God, you're going to take care of all my needs. God, according to your riches, glory in Christ Jesus, you got me. My God, you always taking care of me, okay? My God, my God. I just put it back on him. I'm like, I ain't worried about it. God, you're going to take care of it. All right. God himself is my provision. All I need, I have, for the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Jesus. Famine may come, and others who have no God to go to may pine and perish. But in the worst season, I shall not want, for the Lord is my shepherd. Oh, Jesus. And, you know, and I have a question, you know, where in the pandemic, you know, when everything was going on, my God, and they say it's somewhere right now, but the prices are rising and food, you know, and stuff like that, and gas, and did you have everything you needed? Do you have everything you need now? The Lord, my God. Hey, do you have the money to put the gas in the car? Yeah. Do you have the money to buy you some food? Oh, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hey, cuttable. Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd. My God, Jesus, verse 2, because of the presence and nearness of the shepherd, I can lie down in peace, free from all fear. My God, my God, my God, the Holy Spirit as my comforter, counselor, and my helper communicate Christ's care and presence to me. Oh, come on. My God. My God. Ikarabo shataya. Let me read that again. Because of the presence and the nearness of the shepherd, I can lie down in peace, free from all fear. My God, my God. And you know what? We got to get to that point. You know, sometimes it's like, oh, Lord, let me stay up and see what's, you know, this and that. You know, I got to make sure I'm this and that. You know what? I tell people I don't lose no sleep. I don't lose no sleep. I'm going to lay down. I'm going to go to sleep. And I'm getting my rest, right? The Holy Spirit as my comforter, counselor, and my helper communicate Christ's care and presence to me. Oh, amen. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. I am so weak that I, and I'm reading this commentary. I am so weak that I even need God's help to enable me to lie down. But and we got to let him, right? And he maketh me to lie down. Yes, the rest of the soul is so hard to attain that nobody ever does reach it except by the power of God. Ah. He who made the heavens must make us to lie down if we are really to rest. What delightful rest it is when we lie down in his pastures, which are always green. Did you ever find them dry? Uh-huh. My God. Our shepherd makes us not only to feed, but so to feed that we lie down in the midst of the pastures. In the midst of the, come on, somebody with me today. In the midst of the pastures, there is more than we can eat. My God, Ishataya. There is more than we can eat. So the Lord makes a couch of it for us. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. Oh, come on. Jesus. My God. Now, all this is, you know, I will now, all right? Okay, I'm just saying. Because sometimes we'd be like, look, I don't want to rest. Hey, let God do it. Amen. Just like Pastor Tammy, Apostle Tammy is resting. Amen. My God, sometimes we got to let him make us lie down in green pastures. All right. Amen. All right. And get that rest. You know, it is a process of letting God change us from within to set us free of bondage from the enemy so that we are not hindered and are able to do that what God has set out for us to do for him. Amen. Sometimes we can get so caught up in our duties for the Lord that we forget to rest. We forget to be restored. And that is when we get worn out. So we must let him make us rest. Amen. Because we can be going and doing things and he and there and everything, right? And if we get too tired and we get too worn out, then my God, we get the tiredness can get us worn out. My God, my God. And if we get too tired, we can start questioning. Okay, God, is that, okay, wait a minute. I'm so tired that, am I really hearing this from you or is it me or you? Hey, we need to rest so that we can see, hear clearly. Amen. Amen. So we can refocus. You know, I wasn't even thinking about that, but hey, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So we can refocus. Amen. Oh, my God, my God. Now I know why he went here, y'all. Okay. So we can refocus. Amen. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Oh, Jesus. There is first contemplation. He maketh me to lie down. Then there is activity. He leadeth me. There is also progress, and there is provision for our advance in the heavenly way. He leadeth me. He leadeth me beside the waters of quietness. Not by the rushing torrents of excitement, nor by the place of noisy strife. He shall not strive nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Not he drives or drags, but he himself leads, going first to show the way. My God, it is for me to follow, happily to follow, where he leadeth me beside the still waters. Oh, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Hekarabo Shakai. Verse 3. Ha shata. Ooh, my God. Hey, God. You got a boku. Ooh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. He leadeth me. Is he leading you? Is he leading you? Is he leading you? It's just a question. Ah, Jesus, are you allowing him to lead you beside the still waters? My God. Hey, Karaboko Shata. Oh, Jesus. my God. Oh, Jesus. He restoreth my soul. Oh, Jesus. See, when we're refocused as a restoration, my God, he can do it at once. He restoreth now. He is a restoring God. He restoreth my soul. He brings my wandering spirit back when I forsake his ways. And having done that, he leads me even more carefully than before. He leads me. Ooh, Jesus. Even more carefully than before. My God, my God. And for a second time, we have the psalmist declaration, he leadeth me, as we go in, he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. See that path right there. Because we can go in a whole lot of different paths, right? But if we let him lead us, he's leading us into the paths of righteousness. Because we can be led ourselves from the flesh in the paths of unrighteousness and other different paths that are not of God. But he leads us if we allow him into the paths of righteousness. Oh, my God. For his name's sake, not our name's sake. Now, I did. And, you know, I heard so many people. I'm going to pause. I done heard a lot of people before in ministry say, I prayed for that person and I healed them. God healed. God did it. Not I did it. You know, people say I did that. No, God did that. God did that. He used us as a vessel. And we have to be privileged and honored and humbled. My God, and humbled. He shot and humbled that God would choose us for a time such as this to speak his word, to pray to him, to pray for others, to pray for ourselves, that we can come before his people. We have to be humbled. My God, because it's only God. It's not about me. It's about Jesus. And it's only about God. Only. My God. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil. Because you guess what? It's just a shadow. Shadow can't do nothing. It's just a shadow. You know, sometimes we're going through things and we think it can touch us. It can't. It's just a shadow. Remember that the next time. My God, when it feels like you're going through the valley of the shadow of death, it's just a shadow. Fear no evil. All right. Amen. Though death's shadow hovers all around me and damps my spirit, though I feel as though I must die and cannot bear up under present trial any longer. Yea, though I walk, for I do walk. I will not quicken my pace. I will not be in a flurry. I will not run for it. Though death itself shall overshadow me, I will keep up my walk with God. Jesus, excuse me. Though I walk through the shadow of the valley of death, I will fear no evil. There is none. Therefore, I will not fear any. We often feel more afraid through our fear itself than through any real cause for fear. Let me repeat that.
We often feel more afraid through our fear itself than through any real cause for fear. My God. Some people seem to be ever on the lookout for fear where there is none. Do you not see any? Nor let any enter your heart. Amen. My God, my God, my God. We can lie down and rest knowing God is taking care of everything. Amen. My God, my God. Adabu Shataya. Verse 4. For thou art with me. Should a sheep fear when the shepherd is with it? Oh, Jesus. Should a sheep fear when the shepherd is with it? What cause has it to fear if that shepherd is omniscient, omnipotent, and full of tenderness? My God, my God. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The rod, a short club, is a weapon of defense and discipline, symbolizing God's strength, power, and authority. Oh, come on, somebody. The rod, a short club, is a weapon of defense or discipline, symbolizing God's strength, power, and authority. The staff, a long, slender stick with a hook on one side, is used to draw a sheep close to the shepherd. Oh, come on. Used to draw the sheep close to the shepherd. Guide it in the right way to rescue it from trouble. Oh, my God. God's rod and staff reassures us of God's love and guidance in our life. Amen. They rule and thy correction. Thy rod, with which I sometimes am made to smart. Thy staff, with which I am supported. These are my comforts. Why should I fear? Ha. Yeah, I'm making it personal. Are you drinking in all this precious truth, dear friends? Are you feeling it in your soul's deepest experience? This psalm is very good to read, but it is far better to write out from your own experience. Make it a song of your own, not merely a song in the book, but a song for yourselves. Amen. My God. Verse 5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My God, there is a fight going on, and there are enemies all around. You do not generally have tables set in the hour of battle, but God keeps his people so calm amid the wildering cry, so confident of victory, that even in the presence of their enemies, a table is spread with all the state of a royal banquet. My God, my God. Thou preparest a table before me. There is a table. There are the ornaments on it, and there are all the accompaniments of a feast. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. They may look on it if they like. They may grin. They may wish they could devour. But they cannot sit down at the table, and they cannot prevent me from sitting at it. Ha, incredible. Ha. Woo, Jesus. Woo. I'm going to repeat that. Woo, my God. Hey, incredible. Satanaba. Satayaboko. Woo, shitinabo. Shatanaba. Ha, ha, ha. Hidabo. Shandarabo. Oh, God. Woo, Jesus. Jesus. Woo, shandayeke. Hika. Soto. Romba. Satay.
Ooh, Shandi. My God. Hey, she called on the ee a a a sete lebo sondoro biki alele he le mondoro ba. My God. They may look on it if they like. They may grin. They may wish that they could devour. My God. But they cannot sit at that table. And they cannot prevent me from sitting down at it. My God, let them blow their trumpets. Let them fire their guns. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My God. He cut a boo. Ushiti. Ah, e gororon bari ashanda. Oh, Jesus. Hey, Jesus. My God. Herabosheta. God. Chikerabosheta. Make it personal. Make it personal. Make it personal. My God, make it personal. He shut up. Oh, my God, heck, make it personal for you and your life, for you and what you going through, for what you and what you've been through. Make it personal for you, my God, today. He cut a bowl. Shataya ba, sataya ba. My God, they can't sit at the table and they can't prevent you from sitting at it. My God, come on, somebody. My God. Jesus. Whew, my God. Mm-mm. Jesus. That makes you look at your enemies a whole different way, don't it? Amen. Come on, somebody. They can't do nothing. They can act like they can, but they can't. All right. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Okay, Lord. That's enough. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. Okay. Thou anointest my head with oil. At some feast, they poured perfume unguents on the heads of the guests. So God will leave out nothing that is for the joy and comfort of his people. Thou anointest my head with oil. You shall have delicacies as well as necessaries. You shall have joy as well as safety. You shall be prepared for service. My God, Ishataya ba koroshaka. My God. As well as preserved from destruction. Thou anointed my head with oil. Oh, Jesus. Come on, somebody. My God. My cup runneth over. I have not only what I wish, but I have more. Oh, look at God. Not only all I can hold, but something to spare. My cup runneth over. If this is the case with your cup, dear friend, let it run over in thankful joy. And if you have more of this world's substance than you need, ask the poor and needy to come and catch that which overflows. Because my cup runneth over. Oh, my God, my God. Hey, Garabu. Hey. Jesus, goodness, verse 6, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Here is a prince of the blood royal of heaven, attended by two bodyguards, goodness and mercy, which keep close behind him. These are the grooms that ride in the horses of salvation. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Surely it should. Goodness is to provide for me. Mercy to blot out my sin. I tell you, it's personal. Make it personal for you. Goodness and mercy shall follow me. Not only now and then, but all the days of my life. When I get gray-headed and feeble and have to lean heavily upon my staff, these twin angels shall be close behind to bear me up and bear me through. Amen. My God, it's about to know it's my granddaughter. My God. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Even when I am here in this world,
I will be no stranger or guest, but like a child at home, dwelling with God. And by, in the fullest sense, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. My God, my God. My God, God grant that this may be the portion for every one of us, for his great name's sake. My God, my God. God is our shepherd. And if we believe it and receive, then we let him make us lie down in green pastures. We allow him to lead us and restore us, and then lead us again. As we are allowing him to lead us, as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death with no fear, which are our trials and tribulations, our testings. Then the word lets us know that during those times, his rod and staff comforts us. Then a table is prepared in the presence of our enemies, which overflows. Yes, God. Therefore, we know that goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. My God, my God. I hope you made this personal for you as I have made it personal for me. Let's dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let's let him make us to lie down. Let's let him lead us beside the still waters. Let's let him do all these things, as it says in Psalms 23. Amen. Oh God, I give you glory for this word. I give you glory, God. I pray that in the name of Jesus, my God, that not only that I can use it as a personal, my God, testimony and a refocus time for myself, but someone else, my God, can do it for themselves, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I give you all the praise, God, and I give you all the glory, God, my God, my God, my God, as I thank you for being with me. I thank you for allowing me to rest, for making me to rest, my God, my God, my God, for leading me, my God, for me sitting at the table while my enemies watch and they can't sit there with me, and they can't prevent me from sitting there either. All right, amen, praise God. And my cup overflows. Oh God, I thank you. I praise you. That I would dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Your goodness and mercy. Your goodness and mercy. Your goodness and mercy. My God is with each and every one of us. Make it personal for you, as I have made it personal for me. Praise be to God. And I seal this with the blood of the Lamb. God, I thank you. I love you. And in Jesus' name, I give it to you. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And let me just confirm to her, when, you know, today I heard two people, I talked to two different people that I normally wouldn't have talked to, and they both mentioned Psalm 23. One mentioned that when they can't sleep, or if they wake up some odd hour or something's on their mind, the Lord will just have them begin to say Psalm 23. And then somebody else referenced Psalm 23 about the still waters. And when she said Psalm 23, I was just sitting here shaking my head. I'm like, okay, Lord, this is the third time I didn't heard about Psalm 23 today, okay? So, listen, it's, man, and that commentary, it's an excellent commentary. I mean, just solid. And so thank you so much. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. My, 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 my. He shall tarabai. Hallelujah, Lord. God, we give you glory. Hallelujah. Yeshatarabaya, my God. Father, I just pray over Pastor A right now, Lord God, everything, Father God, that you gave her, Lord God, and my God, Pastor A, as you were praying and you were beginning, and you said, well, Lord, I've taught this before. There are some words that are forever and ever and ever, and you could teach it 1,000 times, and every time God is going to say something different, and Psalm 23 is one of those words, and so thank you for your obedience and adhering to that. Hallelujah. Shetarabaya. My God, sometimes as preachers and pastors, those of us who are in those positions, you know, we got to preach or teach. We have an assignment and we be trying to come up with a catchy phrase or catchy title or catchy something. God, like, let's just keep this one nice and basic and simple and powerful and solid all at the same time. So we give God the glory. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. Do anybody have a prayer request or petition tonight that I can pray for? You, hallelujah, touch and agree or anything for anything tonight. Hallelujah, Lord God. Let me finish praying for her. And if you got something, just type it in. Father, we just thank you and praise you right now, Lord God, for her. And Father God, with her journey, Lord God, we thank you right now, Lord God. Father God, for complete and total victory, Lord God, in every area, Lord God. Father, thank you right now, Lord God, for continued healing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Father, thank you right now, Lord God, that everything that was poured out, God, is immediately restored back into her, Lord God. Father, we bless you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Touch her children, her grandchildren, Lord God, and her entire household. Father, we love you and we adore you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody have a petition or request tonight? Hallelujah, Lord. Yeshatarabai. Ooh, Lord have mercy. She mentioned rest. Hallelujah. I'm giving people a chance if you want to type something in. But listen, she mentioned about rest and she kind of hung out on that one for a minute. That was the other thing I heard today about the still waters. The gentleman said he was talking about he had been in a season of rest for about 1.5 years. And he said he asked God, you know, today or yesterday, like, is it over? Am I still resting? You know, and there's rest and then there's rest. And to be able to know that you're resting in God, to be able to know that, listen, that commentary says when I'm so weak that God has to listen, when God say, hey, rest, and we can rest sometime and still we got to go to work or we got to do these other things. But there's a rest in the spirit that comes. Hallelujah. And those of you that have gone through it or may be in it right now or entering into your season of rest, man, listen, enjoy every moment of it. I'm in the season of rest and my season might be 1 week. Somebody else's season might be 2 weeks. Sometimes it's 2 years. But there's rest as in physical rest, but then there's rest in the glory. There's rest in the spirit. You know, my physical rest, for example, you know, I'm experiencing that right now. I'm getting some rest for, you know, this week. And but in the spirit, I've been resting with God for about, I would say solidly for about 2 years. And that type of rest is, oh my God, when you literally have given your whole being into the hand of the Lord, when you give every issue, problem, everything, and it's just like, no matter what come, no matter what may, God, you got it. You have to have it. Amen. Because I can't do nothing with it. But that place of complete and total dependence on God, that place of complete and total trust in God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the rest in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Ishatarabaya. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Yeah, she says she's in it. And I have to learn how to slow down. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, because that's what he do. He'll teach us. He'll show you. it's something that I've found that a lot of Christians either haven't experienced or don't know what it means to experience the rest of God. Because our natural mind, when we hear rest, we think that means stop. That's not what it means. It's rest is a place in God. Like if I could explain it audibly the best way I can, it's a place in God. Ha shetarabaya, the glory. Hallelujah. It is a place in God. Hallelujah. So Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, Father, in the name of Jesus, for our place in you. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God, for your total love and your total rest and your total peace, Lord God. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, Father. I shall not want. Hallelujah. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let me tell y'all something. See what I love about God? You can study the word 1,000 times and then, you know, read something and know it. And then it's like you know it, don't know it no more. When she broke down what the rod and the staff represent, listen, that just fed my whole soul and spirit, because I'm like, oh, it sounds brand new to me right now. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Isha Tarabai. As we prepare to leave this place, but never ever his presence. My God, she said the twins, goodness and mercy. Listen, I want to throw something at her. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, not just some. Hallelujah. Not just on the good days, not just on the bad days, not just on the days where the tears are falling, not just on the days where the joy is on 10. Listen, all the days of my life, goodness and mercy, Yashe Tarabaya, shall follow you. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God all the days of my life. That's good news to me. Hallelujah. All the days of my life. When there's a birth in the family, all the days. When there's a death in the family, all the days. When the money is looking funny, all the days. Hallelujah. When you got a little bit of change in the account, all the days. Hallelujah, Lord God. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That you can take that one, as we say to the bank, you can take that one. Hallelujah. Those twins, hallelujah. Goodness and mercy. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father, we thank you and we praise you right now, Lord God. Father, for allowing us to dwell. Father, we thank you and we praise you right now, Lord God, for my God. We thank you right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. I was about to say one thing, and I heard the Lord say, just say everything. Okay, Jesus, we thank you for everything. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for everything. Father, we thank you for everything. Everything that you are, Lord God, to us. Father, we thank you for everything that you do for us. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for everything, Lord God, that you're calling us to be. Father, we thank you for everything, Father God, that we are walking into and out of. We thank you, God, for everything. Yesha Tarabaya. Hallelujah, Lord God. Everything. My God, everything that you've delivered us from. Everything. My God. Everything. Father, we love you and adore you for everything. Good God Almighty. Everything's a lot of stuff. Good God Almighty. Everything. God, we thank you right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the peace of God and everything that's attached to it. We thank you for the joy of God and everything that's attached to it. We thank you for the forgiveness of God and everything that's attached to it. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. Yesha Tarabaya. Hallelujah, Lord. Yesha Tarabaya. Everything. That just made my baby leave. Everything. Father, we thank you right now that there's goodness in everything and mercy in everything. And that we can dwell through everything. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, we love you. We adore you. We worship you and we glorify you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, I love you. I thank you. I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen. Hallelujah. I love Jesus. I'm in love with Jesus. Hallelujah. He's so good. Ha she tarabai. And every night we get on here, you know, he's saying something. Hallelujah. If you want to hear something, he's saying something. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you missed us tonight, this will be posted back up in a little bit. If you've missed us this year as we've been going forth since January 1st, there's plenty of word. My God, there's a word for you. I promise you, if you look through our page, there is a word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For me personally, this even tonight, yeah, I said, Lord Jesus, even at Psalm 23, okay, God. Hallelujah. I love it. I love it when he just come. He say, hey, I'm whispering to you. Just want to remind you. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. God, we bless you. God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We will be back here tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Hallelujah. Tomorrow is, let's see, what day is it? Hallelujah. Wednesday. Glory to God. Wednesday. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. tomorrow night and every night. Hallelujah. As long as the Lord give us breath in our body. Hallelujah. And as you can see, even when I'm tired or weak, somebody got something to say. Somebody can pray. Somebody gonna speak in tongues. Somebody. Hallelujah. The glory. Hallelujah. Because this is a wee thing. This is our podcast. Hallelujah. All the people of the world who want some more Jesus, who seeking Jesus, hallelujah, who want the glory, hallelujah. So I love you all. Y'all have a fantastic night, hallelujah. Make sure you spend some more time with the Lord, hallelujah. My God, my God. Don't forget, speak in your heavenly prayer language as often as possible and let God build it up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we seal this right now, Lord God, with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, I hadn't read our nightly benediction, so I'm going to read it tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Father. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn toward you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Good night, everybody. Hallelujah.